Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The DH, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Gossage. And now, play ball. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Gossage covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Andrews for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball four. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Heil steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heil scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Steve Stone now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Carew fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horta moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to second for the out. Horta moves to third. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Braun strikes out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Stone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Horta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Holt hits a fly ball into right field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Holt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Order reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Reichardt moves to second. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-3 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Holt hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Liss now playing first base. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.